All right, listen, Sky, I got like a little bit more post-show to do, and then I'll help you with your math.
Yeah, but do you have a pencil?
I don't know. Where's your pencil? You're the one that would work to do. I have colored pencils.
Well, my pencil broke when I put it in my pocket. Okay,
baby. I think that's black or brown. Here, use that one. I'll be with you shortly, ma'am. No sound effects. Go back over there or sit at the desk here.
I need to tie my shoe.
Tie it elsewhere. You're ruining the time.
No, I'm not.
We got things
to tie my shoe.
Go over there. No. Now you're playing it up because you see Joe reacting to you. So you're playing it up. Just give me 5 more minutes.
Mom, let me tie my shoe first.
Well, you're home. Why do you need your shoe tied?
Because I do so I don't trip and fall.
I mean, that is a real problem, but come on, let's go. Okay, yep. Loop, swoop, and pull. Let's go. Perfect. Thank you.
Wait, there's
some space on my desk. You know I'm adding that all into the post-show, right?
I don't care.
I love it. That was such a cute interrupt.
I don't care.
How are you, bud?
I'm okay.
What a great show that was, don't you think?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Do you think I'm going to get hate?
No. Why do you think you get hate?
You know, because I said mean stuff about Jeff Keighley and I said critical things about Paris?
No.
Okay, good.
I think you're good.
Because, you know, I spoke from the heart and, like, that's all you really can do, you know? Uh-oh.
Why are you making bird noises? Oh my God.
You know, that's what she wants. She wants the attention. We're not giving it to her. Thank God. Thank God this is like the after show. You know, if this is the real show, I would be like,
I know you would. Well, she was down here for 20 minutes.
No way. Was she really?
Yeah.
Wow. She was really well behaved.
Yeah.
Oh my God. What a dynamic you guys have. You know this? All right. Awesome. Dave writes in. Well, I got a banger of a question for the banger after show you guys do. With the year coming to an end, are there any games you wish any games you wish did get delayed to next year? Maybe something that was closer to being a banger but needed a little bit more time where it should have been. Can I be honest with you here, Kyle?
I can't think of anything.
I'm going to get a lot of heat for saying this.
Uh-oh.
If Halo got delayed a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't mind.
That's fine.
Because there is a problem. So, listen, the Halo community's been incredibly toxic over the past day. I don't know if you heard about this, Kyle. I don't know if you've seen this at all. But they've literally had to lock down their Reddit because fans were complaining way too much. And were being really toxic to the developers and whatnot. And so they literally had to shut it down and kind of act like they treated them like they were children, because that's, be honest, that's if you're harassing developers, you get treated like a child because you probably are one.
Yeah.
So to me, there are legitimate complaints that people have with this game that I feel like an extra month or two or maybe even three would have been great to have and iron it out just a little bit more. I know it's not the perfect scenario, and I know nobody's going to like that type of reply, and I haven't seen the single player yet, but like the fact that we don't have playlists in some of the most like basic bare bones playlists, like Slayer at launch, they'll be like, oh yeah, it's coming out towards the end of the year. I was like, oof, really the end of the year? Because I can't do Oddball anymore. I'm losing my GD mind. So like little things like that, I feel like.
I can't think of any game that I played that I think would have been better off for a delay.
Yeah.
Guardians was fantastic.
Guardians was great.
A little buggy, but it didn't affect my overall experience.
Returnal was great, but buggy as well.
Returnal's great. Deathloop is, I don't think it should have been delayed at all anymore. I think Final Product's pretty fantastic. Far Cry is Far Cry.
Kyle, why? The elephants in the room, Call of Duty Vanguard and Battlefield.
Oh yeah.
Have you heard about Battlefield?
No.
Pretty much
that's not my thing, so I don't
a whole lot of the senior staff up and resigned.
Oh, okay.
Like two big names up and left. And then things are so bad over there that Vince Impella, the man who fixes everything at EA, is now the head of DICE.
I did see that, but I didn't realize it was because everyone else is like leaving.
Mm-hmm. Because he needs to right the ship that is Battlefield.
Oh, boy.
If Vince is not the CEO of EA in the next 5 years, I will be genuinely surprised.
How do you mess something up like Battlefield?
Ask DICE, because they've been doing it for three games now. Wow, it's amazing. Like, first off, what Vince has been able to do over at Respawn with Apex, and then, you know, bringing that over to Jedi Fallen Order is astounding, and him creating these smaller studios. I think
how did that Medal of Honor VR game do? Was that
I hope good. I didn't hear anything much about it, to be honest, but I know Leto, the man behind Disintegration and the original Halo, is going to be heading up the single player portions of Battlefield as well. So okay. We know what he's about. So yeah, like, everything seems like they're there to right the ship.
Medal of Honor VR 67 on Metacritic.
All right.
Still, it's an average game.
Nothing absolutely crazy. Also, speaking of VR, can we give a huge shout out to a person that I feel like always needs a shout out, because he's that amazing? Lord Cognito, man. He's doing something over there at Oculus. And
He's doing
something. Something really cool that I wish I was doing. Let's see. Oh, there he goes. It's one of my recently tweeted things. Lord Cognito writes, I'm just a kid from South Bronx who loves tech and gaming. Big day for me emotionally, and I've been through a lot in my life. Excited to announce that I've accepted a new role at VR Integrity Operations Lead at Oculus. I pride myself in the gaming community and providing a safe space for others.
Yeah.
Hell fucking.
Congrats, Cog.
Yes. Dude, honest to goodness, like, you know, we've talked about it plenty of times. There is only one person that I feel like has grinded harder or as hard, and that's Bobby Pauls. Mm-hmm. And then Cog's right there, man. Like, fuck. Awesome. Great news. I love seeing a lot of wins lately. It's been uplifting me because it's been really crazy over here. But it's awesome to see good people win. And Kyle, I know you are going to get that win eventually as well.
I hope so. Don't make me emotional when my niece is down here.
You're right.
I can't do that right now.
Because let me tell you, had my first big person meeting. That was fun.
Yeah.
And this is now my last full week at my current job. And they are trying so hard to keep me the full month. And I'm like, you're going to need, in order to keep me this whole month, you're going to need a way bigger paycheck for that to happen, my man.
Yeah.
Because I am not doing it. In truth, $600. Not doing it for that. So get out of here. All I need to do is survive the next 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
Then on Monday would be my last official day. And they're like, we need your badge and your Chromebook. I'm like, you could take the Chromebook and burn it in a fire. Piece of shit. And, and then afterwards, I start my jib jab. Nice. And I've already started a bit of it. So, yeah, man, I'm excited. I'm just, like, ready to leave this place and get ready to make some mistakes and start some new adventures, you know?
Awesome.
All the mistakes.
All the mistakes.
Can't wait. But Kyle, how have you been, man? How are you holding up? Because I know you've had a rough one over the past few weeks. I want to know if you're...
I'm doing okay. I have been applying to more places, trying to get myself out of that sad, depressing state.
Yeah.
And heard back from a couple places. Have an interview on Wednesday at a place. Hopefully it goes well.
Nice.
And just grinding as much as I can. I have a pile of games over here, which is my emergency trade-in in case I need money for something. But yeah, you know, it's almost Christmas time, favorite time of the year.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. It won't be the same, but I'm looking forward to it.
Let me ask you a question, Kyle. You a question. A hard-hitting one, if I may.
Okay.
Do you have those questions that Sean Capri gave us for the interviews?
I believe you shared them with me. Okay. If you did it, that's on you.
Yeah that's true. Well, check, because honest to goodness, those five questions landed me, I think, where I am.
Sure.
So I owe a lot to Sean Capri. Don't let him know that.
Yeah, I got him. I see him.
Yeah. Yeah, that really helped me. And yeah, it's, dude, I've been in that hole, still in that hole a bit as well, of like, there was one part I was like, well, I kind of feel like just giving up because there ain't no one messaging me back. But it's just that persistence, man. Even like, again, like having the bad interviews and just knowing like right off the bat, these are not the people I want to work with. But then at the same exact time, you have a little desperation of like student loans.
and that I could care less about. It's the monthly credit card bills that are like, ooh, Kyle, you went a little too hard earlier.
I shouldn't spend when I'm so sad.
Well, it's not that. It's just when I first got them, I used them too much.
Oh, okay.
I've been trying to rectify the wrongs for that. Yeah. And it's a losing battle every month.
Yeah. Oh, no. I'm speaking a little bit of myself. When I'm sad, I find something to buy.
I absolutely do the same. But I'm curbing it pretty hardcore lately.
Yeah. Like, I don't... To me, with my purchasing, I'm so afraid of credit cards. So, like, I use them to have, like, the, you know, oh, you get, like for PlayStation, like, get a free game. I got my free game, you know?
So,
like,
yeah.
And then never use the credit card again. I did that with the Apple card. It's like, oh, you gave me $100 off my purchase? Cool. And they're like, do you want this cool titanium card? I'm like, absolutely, I do. And now it's just there in my wallet just to show off to people. Look at me. I got a titanium card.
Yeah.
It's like, look at this. It's metal. Dink, dink, dink. Look at this shit, you know?
Yeah, let me tell you the first credit card that I was given.
Go for it.
The limit shocked me.
Yeah.
And that was not good for younger Kyle.
Uh-oh. Why?
Well, that's the main one that I've been trying to pay off for a very long time. The starting limit was 10K.
Oh, that's how they fucked you.
That's how they messed. And it was right before, it was during that year where I wasn't working because of the teaching certificate thing. Mm-hmm. And I had three bachelor parties and friends' weddings that I was in their wedding party. And most of that went on that.
You got to pay the stripper somehow. I get it.
Never in my life have I ever had that experience.
All right. There's a child in the room. Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. Good thing I have headphones on.
Whoops.
Even without, I'm not a dad. I've never had that experience.
Fair. Same.
I feel like I would freak out.
Yeah, that's not
this is a conversation for maybe next week on the
post. No, I'll tell you. That's an experience I never want to have. It's like, you don't want to be here.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm here.
I'm just going to be thinking about how sad it is that I'm here in this first place.
Yeah. Afterwards. And I know a lot of people that like, they're like, oh yeah, it's Friday night. You know where I'm going? Like, maybe you don't say that out loud. Like,
yeah, no. I mean, no.
Maybe you keep that to yourself there, bud. But listen, no shame if you do. Bud. You don't.
Yeah.
But yeah. My best friend, she's like, yo, you should go. We should go together one day. I'm like, we shouldn't actually. I don't think that's a good, I don't think that's a good call at all. I just, it's not my vibe. You know, to me, what's way better, like my brother had his bachelor party. You know what we did? Went paintballing.
Oh, that's what I did as well for one of my friends.
Way cooler. It's way cooler.
Super fun.
Now, you want to know the credit on that Apple card?
Yeah, what is it?
This is what I had. I think it's a $7,000 limit.
Ooh, yeah.
Uh-huh. And I'm like, I can buy a MacBook.
Hey, $100 off though.
There you go. Yeah, I got $100 off of that and then $750 off of my current MacBook Pro. So I got $800 off, Plus, I got the basic 16-inch MacBook, which is at $2,000 because of the education discount. So it's like around $1,200 in actual factual money. So, yeah. And I know people are going to make fun of me because it's a MacBook. Like, you should have gotten this. You should have got. I don't care. I don't care. I'm a Mac boy. They'll hit me as much as they want. I still keep coming back to them. I don't care. I love my Mac. I get my text messages on it, my watch, I can mute stuff on it. Like, it's all good. I'm in the ecosystem. I love it here. All right, you gotta go teach this kid math, huh?
Yeah, gotta do some maths. Or maths with an F.
But, like, they've changed it.
It's awful.
Why?
I don't know.
Do you just teach her the way
you've done it? Sky, bring me your math.
Please. Okay.
Let's see what kind of questions we have to do today.
Yeah, this is
great. I just, for me, and in the style of teaching that I like to do, is everyone learns differently.
Is she appropriate to be on camera?
Yeah, she's got her school clothes on. You want to come say hi?
Yeah, come say hi.
Come say hi. Say hi.
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 This is Skylar, Joe.
Hey, Skylar.
Joe. Hi.
Hey, Skylar. How are you doing? Asker, I said, how are you doing?
How are you doing? He's asking, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, how's school?
How's school?
Good.
Yeah. Do you know any other words other than good?
Do you know any other words other than good?
Yeah.
All right, here. She's practicing multiplying with 7. Okay.
I'm not good with kids. How confrontational was that? Sorry, continue.
No, you're totally fine. They're working with arrays.
Okay.
And the first question is, how many rows and columns are in the array? Fill in the blanks. Okay, so this is easy things. But then on the... this is just drawing a line to pair the multiplication problems with each. Oh boy. Okay. I don't understand that. I'm going to have to. But like a lot of math now is do it this specific way. And as far as I care, do it the way that you understand best.
Yeah.
If you don't get it a certain way, what's the point? As long as you get it and you get the answer.
Yeah. Also, math's right? Dumb and you don't need it.
No.
I'm not right.
Hey, could you put Skylar on the mic for just a sec?
Go ahead.
I swear to God, I'll be appropriate if you could put the headphones on.
He's going to ask you some questions. Do you hear him?
Hey there, bud. How are you?
Good.
Yeah. Okay. That's like the fifth good. Listen, I got a question for you. How do you feel about Uncle Kai Kai? Is he like the best uncle in the world? Is he like a good uncle? Like, where would you rate him on a scale of 1 to 10?
A billion?
That's way more than 10. Oh my God. What makes Uncle Kai Kai so cool?
His video games.
You like, that's all? That's the only thing that you like about him? It has to be other things. You rated him a billion, kid. You gotta, let's see.
His Legos.
You love his Legos?
You're just looking at things that I have around and saying them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't even know what Joe's asking.
What's your favorite thing to do with Uncle Kai Kai? Play
video games.
Yeah? What type of games?
Astro's Playroom.
Oh, you like Astro's Playroom? Yeah. That's a good one. All right, kid. Hey, how would you rate your first podcast performance? You think you did good? You think we're going to bring you on again? All right, that's great. All right, put Uncle Kai Kai back for me if you could.
Okay.
It was nice talking to you, Skylar.
You too.
Can I have it back?
Yes.
Okay. Hi.
She rated you a billion out of 10.
Oh, I appreciate that.
For your video games and your Legos.
Great. The two Legos that I have up here that she looked at because she was trying to think of something.
All right, that's enough of that. Go be an uncle. I got Chipotle to eat. Kyle, is there anything you'd like to say before we head on out of here?
Nope. Just love you very much, patrons. Thank you for everything. And tune in to us on Thursday live on twitch.tv/PS Trophy Room as we live react to the Game Awards.
I like the finger guns. I think I'm going to keep doing the finger guns.
All right.
Now she's glaring at me. I think she thinks I'm shooting at her.
She could see herself in my camera.
And she doesn't know how to feel about it?
She's trying to do the eyebrows. She's trying to be serious.
She's so fucking cute, dude. All right, with all that said, with all that out of the way, everybody, keep your wits about you, keep hunting, and keep playing PlayStation. See you guys.
Bye-bye. All right, Joe. Enjoy your Chipotle.